Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Hold the applause till the end of the show, okay? I really appreciate that. I appreciate you. Appreciate all the millions of downloads we've received over the past 8 years or so. But we want to grow. We want to get larger. We want more people to find the show all around the world. So here's what you need to do. You're not allowed to listen to today's podcast unless you go to iTunes right now and leave a 5-star rating. Right now. And leave a 5-star rating. There's no excuse. We will not allow any excuses inside the Everyday Saturday Nation. All right. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the show, Loose Cannon, always going off the rail, always touching all three rails to make sure that we offend everybody. We're an equal opportunity offender, but most likely we target people in a job, and even better if you work in human resources. That would be ideal. Like the most offended person who could possibly listen to this podcast would be someone who's been working in the human resources department for the better part of 10 to 15 years. That would be amazing. If that's you, please hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let me know how offended you are by the show or send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Would love to hear from you. Love the show. Leave a comment. Hate the show? Even better. Leave a comment. This is great, man. We're making every day Saturday for you. So, my wife's birthday was last week, January 19th, and we had a great time. Had a great weekend. The kids were off. It also happened to be Martin Luther King Day as well. So, Dr. King, man, let me tell you, all the quotes flying around the internet on Martin Luther King Day are just amazing. I mean, think about that guy. I mean, the vision he had, the movement he had, the courage he had. I mean, there's nobody, I don't even know anybody that would be willing to stand up to the things Dr. King stood up for. And it's just so funny because everybody says, oh, I want this, I want that. I'm convicted. Oh, I'm convicted. Yeah, I'm not going to stop at anything. Bull crap, man. If you went through 10% of what Dr. King went through, we would all shrivel up. Like, you don't see that, man. You don't. If people had that kind of conviction in their life and in their business and their family and the movement, oh, my God. I mean, we would be inventing ships right now, spaceships that go to Mars. Right now, I'd be doing the podcast on Mars. Beaming it back to you. Isn't that great? And you'd be on a yacht somewhere, but we can't do it. We can't stand up for it because it gets too tough, you know? Think about Dr. King, and then you think about, well, you know what Judy said about me last week? Let me share that story with you. I mean, she had the nerve to call me out. I mean, I just wanted to kill her. I mean, think about it. Get on Facebook. Look at all the crap out there. People talking to. The best Facebook conversations are when people are talking about somebody but won't name them. But yet they'll talk about the behavior they're observing, but they won't name the person that they have a problem with. And then the other person talks back to them through their filter on their wall. It's awesome. It's like it's like the telephone game in third grade, but they're 50 and they're on Facebook. It's just awesome, man. So we had the birthday party for Angela last week. And we had cake and ice cream. And so we brought the cake out and brought the ice cream out. And here's the amazing thing. Are you ready? I mean, something happened that literally shook us to our core and changed the Earth's gravitational force. It all happened in like a split second. What happened? What I'm about to explain to you happened so quickly, so profoundly. And on a scale, not even, if it were an earthquake, it would have measured 20.7 on the Richter scale. The cake and the ice cream was served, and then we ate it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, think about that. Why is that so, like, what? Why did that change the gravitational pull on the Earth's core right now? Why did that happen? Because everybody else, at least this is what I've been told, have you ever heard? You can't have your cake and eat it too. And I was like, guys, whoa. We got mom's cake here. Do you realize what we're about to do, kids? Madeline, Laura, Paige, and do you know what we're about to do right here? We are about to fly in the face of the average person. Keyword, average. Okay? We are about to have our cake and eat it too, guys. Okay? I want you to understand what's going on here. This is a phenomenon. Like the Loch Ness Monster. Okay? The pyramids and Stonehenge all wrapped into one. I mean, this is something we don't even know how this happened. Okay? Funny thing happened. We went to Kroger. Got the old gallon of Turkey Hill ice cream on sale with your Kroger Plus card for $3.99. We got a little cake on sale. Okay. Nothing too good for my wife, by the way. And we brought it home, and we ate it, man. Actually, the cake was baked. I beg your pardon. The girls baked the cake for Angela. And we ate it. So that old saying about not having your cake and eat it too, I would submit to you this, okay? Follow along, write it down if you have to, pause the podcast. This concept I'm about to share with you is really that important, and it will change your entrepreneurial journey for the rest of your life, okay? Your great-grandkids are going to, their whole life is going to be altered as a result of what you're about to write down now, okay? Here's a question I have that nobody has been able to answer for me yet, and if you've got an answer, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, okay? And let me know if you got to answer this question. But if we cannot eat our cake, then why do we bake it? I don't know. It's just the craziest damn thing you ever heard. Like, if we can't eat the cake, what the hell are we baking it for? I got it. So based on that concept, we are going to get the batter out, mix in the oil and the eggs and the other ingredients that go into the old Betty Crocker, you know, cake, chocolate cake. Get the frosting out, okay? We're going to put it in the oven. Not with the frosting. I understand that part. Frosting's going to have to wait till the cake comes out. Put it in at 350 for 40 to 45 minutes. Make sure you check it because some ovens are hotter than others. And when you check it, I like to put a toothpick down in the middle of it. If it comes out clean, the cake's done. My mom taught me that when I was about 7. I still do it. Along with throwing spaghetti against the wall. You ever do that? You ever boil spaghetti and you want to know if it's done? You take like 3 strands out and you throw it against the wall. And when it sticks, it's done. Right? Isn't that awesome? Now, the problem is when you forget you threw it against the wall and a month later you go to peel it off and the paint comes with it. So don't make that mistake at home. But you get the cake out, you set it there, you let it cool down. So you are kind of looking at the cake because you got to let it cool for about a half hour to an hour, okay? And then you set it there and you got 2 choices. You can stare at it and say, happy birthday to you. Don't eat the cake. Happy birthday to you. Don't eat the cake, okay? Or you can go into your favorite rendition of happy birthday. And it's always better when everybody sings along. You know, even our dogs were howling and they were in the garage going, oh! We're all singing happy birthday to Angela. And then you can slice the cake even. Most people are going to, they can slice it. They got the frosting on there. The average person is going to set that cake on a little plate, and they're just going to stare at it. And the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, like you and I, we're going to take a fork, and we're going to just gouge into that thing like a bull in a china shop, man, just like a rabid junkyard dog. At least I am, and I'm going to put as much cake as humanly possible on the tip of that fork, and I'm going to shove it in my face. And I'm going to eat that cake as if I was in a contest against Joey's Chestnut on Memorial Day weekend, okay? I'm eating that cake in lightning speed. Why? Because that's what you're supposed to do when you bake a cake. You don't bake the cake to stare at it. You bake the cake to eat the damn thing. But yet, in business, well,
you can't have your cake and eat it too now.
Oh, yeah, I can. I actually had somebody say that to me in a job.
Hey, Crowley, can't have your cake and eat it too.
I'm like, well, then why do we bake the damn thing? Okay, how about we just don't? How about we outlaw cake? Because if it's that much of a tease and it's that much temptation, and we can't. Are we talking about Adam and Eve and the apple here? I mean, is this a commandment? Thou shalt not eat cake. Write that down, friends. Thou shalt not eat cake. For those of you keeping score at home, that's the religion of the broke person right there. We're talking religion today. Can I get an amen from the congregation? So my suggestion to you is your business is the cake. Your bank account's the cake. Your product's the cake. The service, whatever it is. Have as much as you want, baby, because that's what Every Day is Saturday is all about. My name's Sam Crowley. Here's to your celebration. Here's to your cake, all right? Eat as much as you want and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.